yesterday we talked a lot about time, and I don't feel like talking about it anymore, so we're going to go on to the next verse. Unless somebody has a comment.
I have an apology.
Huh?
But a lot of people in here don't like us talking about time.
That's tough.
Or something.
All right. We're Luke 12, verse... We're still in verse 11. When they bring you unto the synagogues and unto magistrates and powers, take you no thought how or what thing you shall answer or what you shall say. For the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. Now, let's go down, because it's several verses.
That word teach is kind of odd there. It almost like it should be prepare.
It's didasko. It means reveal the doctrine. All right, let's see this same issue in Matthew. Matthew 6. It's this whole idea about taking thought. Thought is it's in the King James, they translate the word meremnao is the word for thought. But it's never translated and it's never in common Greek language, it's never translated as anxious or it's taking no thought is what it says. There's no way around it. But again, because the translators can't conceive of taking no thought, then they changed it. And I said, don't be nervous about it. Don't be anxious about anything. Well, but that's not what it says. Take no thought. Now, let's look at this. Take no thought. 6:25. We're going to read 25 to 34. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, and are yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not not life more than raiment, and the body more than, is that the life more than food, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? And which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take you thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, and toil not, neither do they spin. And I say unto you that even a Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed as one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Therefore take no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Again, take no thought, take no thought, take no thought, take no thought. And that's, no matter, I don't care the first time I've said it, if to the thousandth time I've said it, nobody believes that's possible. or virtue. If they do, they ignore it. But I mean,
I think that's a bit strong. I think a lot of us in here believe that. I think a lot of us do.
But I know you believe it mentally. But I'm talking about believing, meaning it made flesh. Talking, no thought.
Well, still, I mean, like, let's look around the room. If you're going to take, judge whether people are taking no thought or not, I don't know that is
about taking thought.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, anyway, I may have said it too strong.
As an absolute.
But the whole mystery of God is about taking no thought.
Well, what exactly is thought? Just a total disengagement from your mental
right.
capacity.
So ignore your mind. Don't give your mind any importance. Sufficient unto the moment is this. Whatever is going to come out. Well, you'll find that you don't think anymore. I mean, when you ignore it, pretty soon it's gone. I mean, it tries to raise the rest of itself sometimes, but fundamentally, this is what Harry could not ever believe, that I didn't think. What I used to do is whenever I started to think about something, I started speaking in tongues. But all I'm saying unto you, as part of this mystery of God, is hidden from you if you use your mind for anything. I'm not saying anything about salvation or not. But you cut yourself off. What you do, remember we've talked about this many times. It's his, we are the temple of the living God. His humility is so great that he cannot and will not occupy where we are. And when we take thought, we are there. So he takes the lowest seat, and the lowest, and lower, until we finally got him locked in a dungeon. Now that's the mystery of God. It's Christ in you, the only hope of glory. But you will not see the fullness of this mystery as long as you, number one, try to understand it, you try to gain that which is blessed by using that which is cursed, unless you don't believe that your mind is evil. Now,
how does take no thought line up against the scripture that says examine yourself?
Again, as I said, that's the only time that it's ever, that it says anything like that in the New Testament. Examine yourself. Examine yourself. Know not your own self. Prove your own self how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobate. That's the only time, and it's the time that it defines this, the whole position. Does that?
In the Psalms, I can't pick a one right now, but it seems like Christ. That being the spirit of Christ today.
Again, it was his whole, as a young man all the way to the time he was baptized. The baptism was the death of his mind after the flesh. His mind as Son of Man. Now he had the mind that God intended, which is this total emptying, so that the channel was clear between he and the Father. And that's what the scriptures declare, that we are to be in that same place. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
It's like the implications are more than what we can even talk about here. It's the taking no thought puts you in a place with God somehow. Which is
in a place of what?
A place with God. Well, taking thought limit, you kind of pushed him out, sort of, and you're trying to figure things out yourself, but the repentance might be the reconnection with God, who you're already one with, and in him you do and be and are.
I think the key is, I hate to bring this up, is the element of time, because at repentance, it's always in the moment. Repentance has to be in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, you know, you have this connection with God. So taking thought has the element of time, you know.
Yeah.
You know, trying to figure out what you're going to do, trying to, you know, calculate what a meeting's going to be, what the conversation's going to be, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, there's a lot of things that we do that require planning, but we don't really, you know, it's not like taking thought for our life, like, okay, you know, I have to figure out where I'm going to put this stuff in this house. I'm going to figure out how we're going to do this wall. That's a different kind of thing, you
know.
That's
not that, I don't believe that's what they're talking about.
No, it's like, that's what's, you're doing what's set before you to do, you know, because you got to figure out what you're going to do with this wall so that the people can do it, you know. It's also a very personal thing, you know, taking thought. It has, you're in the picture. Even if it has to do with other people, you know, you're figuring out what other people are going to do, but you're in the picture. It's not part of your job or part of your, it's how you fit into what they're going to do, or you're, you know, whatever.
You can kind of see why they tried to change it to anxious. They were humans, you know, and the no thought didn't communicate or something. So
couldn't imagine that.
They couldn't get to that.
Really meant that. Take no thought
for your life.
Let's call it anxious, and then we blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you're splitting hairs between, well, just very mundane thought of just, you know, something that's just naturally, you know, do every day, or things you've done, versus things that are highly, you know, highly analytical thoughts, or maybe where you're calculating and cause and effect, and you're looking at yourself, others, and
I guess the opposite of taking thought for your life would be wrecking yourself dead.
Yeah.
It's a thought process, wrecking yourself dead.
In each of these, they limit it to eating, drinking, and what are you going to wear.
But that's not the limit. That's not limiting.
Yeah.
So that's not what that means.
Yeah,
it's where you take no thought for the things that are necessary to keep you alive.
Yeah, it does say no thought for your life.
But anyway, the point of it is that it says take no thought. It doesn't say take no thought except.
We read yesterday where the disciples were exhorted not to think about what they're going to say when they're brought before kings or whatever. That's pretty strong too. I mean, what the hell am I going to say when I'm in this meeting?
Well, again, look at that. There was constant.
The Holy Spirit teaches.
Yeah.
Well, he reminds the Holy Spirit can only reveal Christ. That's what he does. And so then that channel is open between you and Father and the Father and Christ. I mean, it's that John 14:20. Let me read it real quick.
Does faith have anything to do with all this?
That is what faith is.
What's that?
This is what faith is.
Did you say space?
Oh, space.
Space.
No.
We're all over butt times, but what about space's butt?
No, it's time and space is the world. If any man love the world, gives breath to the world, the love of the Father isn't in him. It's time and space. It's not just time. The only right, the only thing that gives space dimension is time.
Yeah, that's where Einstein pulled out a little space, or he pulled out a little time.
Well, again, I've talked to you about this, and an atomic bomb is where the electrons collide. A hydrogen bomb, and this is really simplistic, but a hydrogen bomb removes a piece of time in essence. And it's an order of magnitude bigger, stronger than, and that's why the atom bomb, people thought it was going to cause a chain reaction. Some major scientist did, thought it would be a chain reaction that would destroy the universe. But then they really thought it was a chain, that when the hydrogen bomb became extremely controversial, because it removed time, just a tiny bit of time. And that's that's a simplistic view of it. But that's why we're named Trinity, because it removes time. That's what my conversion experience did. It removed time. And this is why, that's why we're named Trinity. It's named after the name of the bomb, that the hydrogen bomb was Poplar, as I told you, but that didn't sound like a good name for an organization. Poplar tree. But we named Trinity after the first atomic bomb. That's what its name was.
Einstein said the only purpose of time is so that everything doesn't happen at the same moment.
Yeah, he said in eternity everything happens at once. That's an expansion on it. And he reckoned eternity. He saw what time was. Preston Jones, the guy that won the
playwright?
The big, whatever the major prize is. Nobel? No, it's not Nobel. Pulitzer. He won a Pulitzer Prize. And he's a guy that, he and I were good friends, but he would always bust me about this. Because he grew up in the Catholic Church, and he loved the drama and the processions, but he hated the doctrine, and so he was always trying to bust me, and he invented Frank Christ, Jesus' older brother, and I think it was in the midst of writing a play about Frank Christ, it was total blasphemy, but he called time the great bastard. And he's one of the brightest guys I've ever known. He saw the mystery of the time was a great whore, great bastard. He called it everything there is. But we worship time. The human race does. If only, what if? And that takes you away from this dwelling place, your home. Remember, we know we have an inheritance. We know that we can possess it sometimes, but the exhortation is that we live there 24 hours a day. You can't live in eternity and keeping the right to your mind. You have to divorce yourself from yourself. It's a permanent divorce, and there's no going back periodically But it's total. Well, how can I live? How can I survive? And no matter what arena you're in, it says most people should remain in the calling wherein they're called. Well, what does that mean? It means that you're not to do stupid things like I did, but you remain in whatever you're doing. But you take time out of the equation, and you live by faith alone. Wherever time is, there's no faith. Because faith, as we've said, faith isn't getting, it's being taken. But being taken 100%. And so the whole mystery comes to the down to the this taking no thought for the smallest things or the biggest things. That you operate in the eternal now. Well, how can I do? And the question your mind says is, well, how can I live then? And my because I've always got to do this to get that, or something has to transpire, some transaction. But no. That means then that at least for this arena, you have a form of godliness, but deny his ability in that arena. This is why this is so critical. And again, to remain in the calling when you're called and taking no thought. Now that's the test of faith. That's the trial of faith. But the trial of faith isn't the battle you have with your mind. That's assumed at your baptism. It's only the periodic things when it raises its head from the deadly head wound. Now, let's go to Philippians. Let's see that, what it says. Philippians 4. And this is the mystery. This is where it's an expansion of what we just talked about.
Where are we going?
Philippians chapter 4. If you use two hands, you probably could get there faster.
Take one hand out of my pocket.
But there's no hurry.
We're out of time.
All right. Be careful for nothing. First of all, say, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. The moderation. It's apiakos in the Greek, but it means it means this remaining under, this patience, this. You've divorced yourself from yourself and you remain under that all times. So it's let your moderation, let this thing that we call living by no time. That's what that word moderation means. It's translated patience, it's translated long suffering, it's translated waiting. Patient waiting, but it's living by what we say we believe. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. The Lord is here, is what it says. So that's why we rest in everything, because he is our life. It's Jesus Christ in us. His word is being made flesh in us. But it has to be made flesh in the whole universe of your life. So and I used to describe it this way. It's like we are on the in the inside, in the center of a globe that's surrounding you, which is your mind. And your mind has these thousands and millions of paths for the neurons in your brain. Well, you've got to see this mystery of God destroy every aspect of that globe. So that globe is gone, and there's only the pure waiting, moderation. And it's in every arena of life. so that there's never leaning on your own arm of understanding for anything. And there's never this cause and effect, this, you know, again, we've said, if you know how to do something, then it's not faith. That whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Now, this is where the path gets extremely narrow. But that whole globe, this where we're blinded by self, has to be destroyed. And it's destroyed by the preaching of the cross. Not exceptions to the preaching of the cross. Because the fullness of Jesus Christ is in you. That's what the word adoption is, another word that's, it means the placing of the Son, but that's what, it's huiothesios. But huios is the fullness of Jesus Christ. Huios, not the technon or paidon or all the other words for child. It's the huios, the fullness. And huiothesios, it means the placing of the Son. And the placing of the Son has taken place in each one of us. But that humility of He and the Father and the Spirit are all manifested. We want, we demand, we crave seeing signs so that we can know and me and Bob and you and, but everything is a sign if you see it. But you have to be gone. And that's a big deal. It's this. The Lord is at hand. The Lord is here. The Lord is your life. Why sell it out for some stupid little idea you have? You should have gone through all of that possibilities so that when you're baptized, it's your burial. And it's especially the burial of your mind and your emotions. So that you live as this empty vessel down to the point of a vacuum. But He is manifested. That's how the disciples transfigured the world. And they upturned the world upside down in one generation. Because they emptied themselves.
I feel it more for me. Why sell that?
That means you're rich from God's standpoint. So you have to go through and to get poor. You have to find out the stupidity of it. Well, it's rich. You have, those are your, it's just the same as worshiping money.
I pray that I pray that it doesn't occur as often
as well, I pray that you die, that you stop worshiping yourself. You're worshiping your mind and giving it opinions, all kinds of importance.
I'm aware of that. I accept that that happened, so I repent.
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let this moderation, this patience, this continuance be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. And that word careful there is the same word for thought. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. It doesn't mean you're going to get what you request. But because you do that, the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep, protect God, your heart and mind through Jesus Christ, through Christ Jesus. Protect you from your mind. The same as the Lord's Prayer. Lead us not inward into temptation for any reason, but to the contrary, destroy the evil one.
That's the greatest prayer ever written. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed. And you have to stop there. But hallowed. You can't say hallowed be thy name with integrity and think something is wrong. Or that you need something. So you stop and give everything to God. No matter how small, no matter how big. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth in the same way it's done in heaven. And that's the glory of God. The revelation, the Shekinah glory being revealed in you. Give us this day the daily bread, or the bread of the face, or the bread of life, which is Jesus Christ. Let us feed only on him. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive. If we can't forgive, then we retain this trespass and sin and guilt. Lead us not into temptation, inward, for any reason, but to the contrary, overcome the evil one. I wrought unto you young men because you are strong, and you will overcome the wicked one, and the word of God abideth continually in you. Overcome this son of a bitch, son of the whore. You can only overcome it by ignoring it. Once you stop worshiping it, you're still worshiping the idol that you're carrying on your shoulders. Then the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep, guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Then the kicker comes next. We'll quit then. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. John's Psalms of Ascent and Hallel. If my mind starts thinking, I go to, can't see in the darkness, smell of death on the wind.
What does that mean, though?
It means keep your heart and mind on him. You seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He's the only one that meets those standards. Seek first the kingdom of God, and there's no second. Well, it's in many ways it's a satirical thing. He's saying if you got to think on these things.
Take no thought. What if you do? This is what you think about.
This is how it's overcome. Security are lessons unlearned, again from John's Psalm, and the only reward is a gift unearned. Lessons unlearned, cause and effect unlearned, all ways of the world unlearned, all opinions that can't meet the standard of truth, they're not worthy to be given breath to. There's not an opinion you can have that stands the test of truth. And in doing so, you bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. You've cast down these imaginations and all these high places that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God.
and you bring into captivity every single thought to the obedience of Christ. And then when that's done, be having a readiness to revenge your disobedience. And the word revenge there means instant revenge. Otherwise, you're keeping a part of yourself alive. The one you're keeping alive isn't even you, it's the evil one.
Everything we've said is all about faith, and we bristle at no time, we bristle at no thought, we bristle at don't do this and don't do that, but everything it's saying here is to lead you into that place where you have no power, and you realize it.
You,
the only move there is letting, which really requires no effort. It's getting rid of effort, and let means stop it. And then the fruit of that is him.
But again,
as long as they're left with faith.
But the only thing that produces that is the repentance. The repentance that says, you've seen the futility of the efforts of all men, including yourself. You've seen the emptiness. It's a puff of smoke or a fading flower. It means nothing. There's no value. Because there's no value of anything that you can conceive of, then it's easy to ignore your mind. But if you still have things that you need to do, this is what I want, and they can't, and they don't go away when you give them up to him on the altar, when you say hello, you have to stop, then you got to go do them, but do them quickly. Otherwise, you're just fooling yourself. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I don't give a rat's ass what you do. I care that you become a disciple. If this is keeping you from, because there's something you think you have to do, or then you've got to go do that with everything in you, quickly, till you see that too, this really good idea, this really opinion I have, or this really, you know, whatever it is. You've either got to see its futility by empathy, because you've seen others that have had the same and it went and it was just nothing. Or you got to do it by experience if you can't do it by empathy. Otherwise, you know, you're really just trying to play games with your mind. All right, anybody else have any response? Take it, big guy.